Good morning, everybody. It's my second one this week. Getting busy. Just a little chat, really. I start this new course on Monday. I'm 64, nearly 65, and I'm nervous as if I was going for my first interview after I come out of the army. It's weird, really. So yeah, I'm quite feeling quite nervous today. I've got to plan this my first day like a military operation. I'm gonna walk from here, my house, to the bus stop to see how long it takes so I can time it to get the bus. It's fucking mad, mate. Yeah, I'm gonna be a bus wanker for 2 weeks. I used to be a bus driver myself, but it's dead weird how it's buses and bus travel's changed. But yeah, it was weird, and the bus I get is quite fucking busy, so it's like packed out. And I cope with it, which is quite good, because I've not been coping. I've been walking everywhere because I haven't been able to cope with crowds on buses and all the noise. But yeah, I'm doing it, so yeah, just a quick one really to let you know. It don't matter how old you are and how many jobs you've had and what your career has been, I would imagine you still get nervous when you're starting a new one. Hopefully I'll get some employment out of this course and maybe the oldest bouncer in town. Yeah. So just a quick one really. Yeah, thanks. I've been talking to people from my old career, and it all seems to be settling down a bit. Still issues, but just normal issues, really. But I still, you know what? I've been left now, 9 months. And I still fucking worry. And about people I work with and the situations, maybe it probably take a long time for me not to stop worrying. My brother's just started a job working in prisons, getting sorting accommodation out for people who are coming out of jail, which is something I used to love, people coming in and doing that. But he tells me now that the system's changed. They find them accommodation when they come out of jail, and if they haven't got a permanent address after 2 weeks, they get recalled. So it's just an arse covering, in my opinion, an arse covering for the figures. Yeah, yeah, we found accommodation for you, but you've got 2 weeks to another one, he came out of prison on Wednesday. Didn't have nowhere to live, so was on the streets. Fucking hell, unusual. He got his head kicked in by 4 fucking idiots who pick on homeless people because they think they're hard. Ended up in hospital for 2 days. Came out on Friday. Obviously scared shitless about living on the street again. Mental Health Social Services to get him somewhere to live. The bloke said, all right, leave it with me, I'll ring you back. My brother rang him back at 4 o'clock because he'd waited that long for an answer. And this fucking idiot said, listen, mate, I'm flying out on my holidays to Ibiza tomorrow. Do you think I can do anything about it now? And put the phone down on him. And this just shows the attitude of some people. I think it's wrong that some people just take a job like that just to get a wage. You don't give a flying fuck about people they work with. And yeah, this is a prison officer. I'm talking in support of prisoners. And I've seen prisoners coming in and going out on a constant magic roundabout, we used to call it. I had one prisoner, got released in the morning, and he was back that evening. Because he'd found nowhere to live. He was back on the streets again, so he went on the rob to get some stuff, probably for drug money, but it doesn't matter. It's He just kicked people out with nothing because he'd served under 3 months. And now my brother's on the other side of it and he's seen it. But gladly, my brother's like me and he does care, so maybe when he's got his own case file, because he's only training at the minute, he'll be one of them that actually does fucking care about people and does care to get prisoners coming out of jail the help they need to get. I mean, yeah, some of them are just... Some are just beyond help because they're just in that world now. But it's no wonder, you get them to jail and even, say for 2 months, pick a number, 2 months they've got, and not technically, I know some people do, getting drugs and getting detoxed. But what's the point? Because you're letting them out with nothing, so what are they going to do? To cope with fucking being homeless, especially, I would imagine, in the winter, when it's fucking freezing, you're going to take drugs again or go on the rob to get money to buy food and drugs, and then they end up back in jail. It's just mad. Some of them I felt so bad for them because I actually worked on the detox wing and I've seen how some of them went through hell because they didn't have the drugs. But then they know, oh, I'm only doing 2 months, I'll get no fucking help and I'll get back on it again when I get out. And they're back in prison. I mean, I'm talking now. I remember a lad, I'd only been on the wings about a year and he came in and he was one of these people and I probably mentioned it before, got him a job on the wing and he's like, no one's ever trusted me. I said, well, fucking prove me right. And he did for a bit, but then some idiot brought fucking monkey dust in and he was gone again. So, but he gets released because he only does short fucking bursts of prison. And when I left after 12 years, the day before I left, well, a few days before I left, he was fucking back in again and he'd been in, and that was like the 20th time I'd booked him in reception or onto the wing because he tries and he promises he's going to try. And then when I come back, he said, what happened, mate? He said, I didn't have anywhere to live, I didn't have any food. So taking this shit just gives him away to gets him out of reality. It's sad. And now my brother's seen the side of it that I've been banging on about for years. So, yeah, he'll be good at it because he's like me. He actually does care about people. But he's not scared to stick up for himself as well. He was in... Anyway, yeah. So that's it, folks, really. I'm just... thought I'd share that with you. And thank you for everyone for listening. And stay safe. Look after yourselves. Thank you. Bye.